Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 28 for February the 7th, 2020, the year of our Lord. Donald I am Trump. Joined the year of 2020. Woo, Trump train!
He is the second coming, is he not?
He's, yeah. Anyway, shut that down. Yeah, shut that down, that conversation straight away. Yeah. Hello everyone. Join me.
English is hard. Have you been drinking?
I haven't. I'm well overdue. Joining me on my right is Dave.
Hello.
And joining me on my left is Neil.
Hello.
No Scotsman.
No.
Neil Point. Gents, how are we doing? Are we doing well?
Bit trolleyed.
Trolleyed's okay.
Not too trolleyed, hopefully.
That's okay. It's all good.
Yeah.
We don't hold a quiet week.
It's been a quick week. I've had a quick week. I've been really busy this week at work, so it came around nice and quick, which was good. In fact, it was almost a reverse week. I had my Monday today, and it felt like my Friday was on Monday. Do you know what I mean?
Not really. Like
I went out on Monday night, and everyone was like, you know, how are you doing? And they were like, oh, fucking typical Monday. Oh, fucking little bollocks. And I was just, they were like, what about you? I was like, well, it was all right today. It was all right. Then today was bad. Today was Monday. Big well, time.
Just think, you've had the shortest working week ever then.
Mm-hmm.
If today's
yep,
Monday.
I only just got up to go to work 5 minutes ago. Dave, good week?
Yeah, not bad. I've been sort of having this cough and cold and flu-y week, but I've been going into work, but it's been knocking me out like in the afternoon, in the evening, so.
You've been sleeping like a champ.
Yeah, like 12 hours a night, some nights, so. It's been a bit rubbish, so I haven't actually done much.
But... You're gonna yawn there, are you?
Huh?
You were gonna yawn there.
Yeah. So it's the first night that I've actually had a drink, so I'm going through my Christmas alcohol that all didn't right. get drink over Christmas.
What's your drink of choice right now?
Peach schnapps.
Oh, yeah, you sent us a text to that.
What's that one about, then, eh?
It's literally the only thing that got left. Oh, tequila.
You've drunk everything else. That's
everything else,
left.
Yeah. We went through Malibu last week.
Oof. We're on the Tesco peach snaps, eh? My lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know, not even the brand, like, these are branded Tesco own brand.
I would like to know where that comes from, at what point they just go, I'm going to buy him some peach snaps for Christmas. I'm going to buy him Tesco peach snaps.
I think that was from the next door neighbor that doesn't really like us. So.
That was clearly something they got gifted before.
Yeah,
I'd say. It's like best to pass that on. But Dave, not being fussy, he's drinking it.
Yeah, it's got alcohol in it.
You got to drink it. Yeah. Well, it's probably from a decent brewer, isn't it? You're our resident Tesco expert, aren't you, Neil?
Yeah, you could say that, I guess.
Or alcohol expert? I don't know which
one. Both.
Yeah, both. I mean, if you can't comment on this situation, then who can?
I'll be honest, I'm not a peach schnapps expert, though.
That's fair enough.
I haven't had a peach schnapps for a while, not unless it's mixed with something else.
Mm.
Not just lemonade. Like other alcoholic beverages.
What would you mix peach schnapps with?
I don't know. You put it in a cocktail, wouldn't you, or something? That's the only
would
time.
Would you? I don't know. That's my question.
Okay, I'm just reading it here. You can create a woo-woo.
Yeah.
Which woo-woo. Is vodka, snaps, cranberry juice.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound... Oh, no, I hate vodka.
Disgusting. I think we had one of them in our New Year party the other year. It was horrible. that might be the cranberry juice.
What about you, Neil? What you got on the go?
I'm just on boring beer. but it does say super on the label, so you know.
Oh, it's a super buck. You sent us a picture super of that, buck. Didn't you? Too? Yeah. Isn't that Portuguese?
It is indeed. Yeah. Good. It's a massive bottle. Maybe that's why it's super.
It's good. Good. Yeah, I've got a cup of tea. Thanks for asking.
You knew it would be.
Well, we.
Yeah, you know what would really improve this cup of tea? Some peach snaps in it.
Well, that sounds gross.
Did you ever like, okay, you guys, probably you, most of the listeners probably know, I don't drink. I haven't drunk for like 8 years now. So I'm well away from it all. But believe me, I had my adventures in the past, right? That's why I haven't drunk for 8 years. Can you remember, like, do you ever have, oh man, I'm just going to make myself sound like the alcoholic I was, right? Did you ever... Like, you know, when you would have like rum in your coffee or something like that, you'd just be like, you know, rum in your coffee or whatever, or whiskey in your coffee or whatever, you know.
I was having brandy in my coffee a little while ago.
Did you ever try things in tea? It was like,
no.
scraping there, you know, I just put a whiskey in my tea. It's just not the same, is it?
I can't imagine what that would be like, honestly.
You can if you have to go to it, if you go there.
Maybe. Maybe I won't have to imagine.
The problem is you're probably like well entrenched in that sort of adult lifestyle where you have tea in the house. But don't you remember like when you lived on your own or something like that, you'd run out of tea or something like that, or you drank all the tea because it was an all-nighter and there's suddenly no tea bags at 4 a.m.
All-nighter on the tea.
Sorry, all the coffee's gone at 4 a.m, so you have to go to the tea bags. What, an all-nighter? Yeah, man. Those were the days.
Not on tea. Oh, coffee for that man.
What? No, but you'd be like the end of the night. Oh, come on. Back at 6 a.m. from the club or something like that. What? What do you throw some coffee. Coffee's on with some alcohol to try and get
crack on
to
with
sleep.
The beers then, yeah, at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that too, but you run out of beers. Come on, you run out of everything.
Yeah, we've been round the house and, yeah, all the alcohol's gone. It's like, oh, tea and coffee then.
But not all the alcohol. There's some peach snaps.
There's always a bit of peach snaps at the back of the cupboard.
And tea. Someone must have had. Oh. Write in. First person who can write in and tell us about their tea and peach snaps adventure gets a free game. Did you listen to the Veteran Gamers last week? I don't know who listens
to it.
I
think
I did.
When
Stu was going on about his daughter was out to like...
Six in the morning, yeah.
Did you hear that?
And he said he used to be back by 2 or whatever.
Nowhere was ever open until 6 a.m. when I... It's like, dude, where were you not going, right? There are definitely places open where you'd come out at 5, 6 a.m. Just go, what is going on?
Honestly, when I was younger, most of the local places were only open till 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to go to the city, the big smoke, right? Yeah. The big city, yeah. Right? Where, like, if you're from the country, it's all very exciting to see things over 3 stories tall.
Ritzy's at Dunstable, few nights down there, 2 o'clock finish that was.
Yeah, how many places have a Ritzy's?
I don't know if Ritzy's exists anymore, to be honest. Certainly the one in Dunstable ain't there no more.
Ritzy's in Dunstable, that's living for you.
Right, trust me. So that was carnage every time.
Can you imagine if you got to a stage in your life where you're like reminiscing with your friends and going, Ritzy's Dunstable on a Saturday night. Those were the fucking days, weren't they? Never got better than that, did it?
Maybe for them.
Oh, dear, I'm going to hell. Right, intros and shout-outs. We've got some.
We do.
We have some messages. Okay, I'm just going to go in order that I come across them. I guess you guys have access to them. Any of you want to? Do you guys want to read some of them? Or
what are we doing first?
Let's do the competition time first.
Oh,
shall we?
God. I can't read that one. It's got full of really bad words.
Yeah, I can't read that either. But we said at the end of the last episode, it was a test to our listeners that anyone who sent us an email, the first person to send us an email, would get a game from Neil's extensive game collection. And actually, 2 people emailed, Pilch Reed and Christian Barkley.
Yay.
Pilch, I'm not even sure of the timing, but I think it was just basically pipped to the post. Pilch was there first. Christian was close second. I mean, we're splitting hairs at this point. Are we going to reward the both of them, Neil?
Yeah, ooh. I have 113 games on my list.
So didn't we figured out we were just because we were discussing this week and how we were going to resolve this, right?
Yeah, so 113. That's more than 100. You've only got 100 die.
Are we just going to round it to 100?
Well, we're going to give them everything after 100.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll have 13 giveaways. What do you want me to do? Are we going to roll the dice, or do you want to send them a list, or what?
I don't know. What do you want to do? I can't see Pilch. He doesn't sound like a PC gamer from what I've heard.
Well, look, let's here. This is what we'll do: discount the 13 off the list. Okay.
Well, to be fair, about 5 of them are old XCOM games.
Okay, well, let's roll the dice. We'll pick a number, and then can you hear the dice rolling? And then we'll just read them out. And if these guys can just get in touch and whatever, and like if they want to change them, who gives a shit, right? Yeah.
Can't then.
Well, they're your games. I'm making decisions here on your games.
So that's fine. I don't really give a shit. I do all games I don't really want. So either I've already got them, or I'm not. I've looked at them and gone, nah, that's all right. Okay. I've got it somewhere else.
All right, I'm going to roll in for Christian first, okay? I don't know bingo calls this high. 67.
I don't think that has a special one, to be fair. Right, this is a game. It says Ellipsis. I have no idea what the hell that is.
Ooh, can we look that up?
Go on, if you want. You're usually all over this.
I've got a clicky keyboard. I'm not allowed to.
Well, that is true. Yeah.
Somebody sent me the other day.
I don't know who that was. Oh, Steam's going so slow. Right.
Oh, it's a clicky keyboard.
Yeah, it's not clicky like yours is. Oh, this looks pretty. It looks nice. It's an action-packed avoid 'em up with minimalistic yet powerful neon-styled visuals.
Nice.
Positive reviews on Steam.
Sweet. All right.
Do you want to know the bingo call for 67?
Yes.
Is it 6 and 7, 67?
No, 6 and 7, Stairway to Heaven.
Nice.
This looks a bit like Geometry Wars, I would say.
Oh, okay, that's not too shabby. Hmm. All right, can I leave you to email Christian back with that code?
Okay.
All right.
Right, we need to make a note of this somewhere. I'm going to put it on here.
Where if only we had a way of recording this event.
I'm drunk.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, I'm going to roll for Pilch because this is turning into bad radio. Ooh. 47. What's the call, Dave?
47. There is actually no 47.
Right, don't tell me that. Don't tell me. It ends in 7, so it must be Stairway to Heaven. Right. Oh, Laser League.
Ooh, that sounds good. I don't have Steam loaded.
$10.99 on Steam.
Ooh, sir. Laser League.
It's a bit, I don't know, Speedball meets Rocket League or something.
I tell you what, $16.99 in your Canadian dollars.
Oh, wow. We should definitely read them out in Canadian.
Reviews very positive.
Yeah.
Vaporize the opposition in the light speed future of sport, an all new multiplayer experience. Oh, God. Well, that's Pilch out. He's got to play with other people. Well, he does. Actually, he's the Call of Duty guy, so he does play with them.
Someone's reviewed it only today, and this game is fun when there are human players to play with. The only consistent thing about the AIs is how inconsistent they are. One game you have a sniper that kills everyone everywhere across the map, and the next game you get complete star, whatever that means.
It's got loads of 9s out of 10s all across the board. That looks all right, that.
Okay.
All right. A controller is strongly recommended.
Yeah, well, that won't be a problem.
You should do us a review.
Nice. All right, well, thanks, guys, for emailing in. Appreciate it. Enjoy your games. Mm-hmm. If you get round to playing them, if you don't want them, then contact Neil. What else do we have here? MS Rangers gave us a tweet. Said, "Evening, gents. Have been enjoying the pod since day one, so keep it up. With the new console soon to be upon us, do you think they offer much to the gamer? SSDs and ray tracing, is that it? Doesn't seem like a massive leap since both these have been on PCs for a while now."
I've got ray tracing. It's very nice, but it's very demanding. So I don't know how that's going to work when they come out.
Can I ask you to give us an explain like I'm 5 tied to ray tracing?
No.
Does it just make it look more sparkly?
Basically, you'll get more realistic reflections. I've had it on control noticeably. I switched it off and because I thought it might help it run a bit better, because it was a little bit jittery at times. But I think once I stick it on my SSD, it was all fine anyway. There's bits in the game where there's like a video on a projector type thing on a wall, say. And with ray tracing on, any reflective surface that's around the room, you can see a perfect reflection of the video that's on the wall. If you turn the ray tracing on, it's just like a blurry, basically visual colory. Looks a bit like what's on the wall. So, like it, but with ray tracing on, it was like bang on perfect reflections.
Right.
So, it definitely makes a difference. I think when I watched the video when it first was announced, was Battlefield 5 showing like explosions in the reflections of car sides and stuff like that, and windows and stuff. And instead of like a vague sort of representation of a reflection, you're actually getting a proper reflection in like a metallic or reflective surface. So it does look pretty cool, but it depends on the game, really, I suppose, what they do with it.
What's your take on it, Dave?
Ray tracing's is good. It's not essential, though. I think they can do similar effects with better graphics cards. You don't have to go down. There's only a certain ones, isn't it? Is it AMD? No, AMD.
Currently AMD on PC, it's the 20 series.
Yeah.
GeForce cards.
For me personally, it doesn't make a huge amount of difference. The best thing for gaming going forward is the SSDs. It's not only SSDs, it's the M2 storage as well, which is a lot quicker than SSDs.
It's almost like having proper. It's basically having your games installed in memory rather than on a hard disk. It's practically like having it installed.
Yeah,
it's almost instant. So,
but for gaming nowadays, considering the size that they are, if we're trying to run everything from the hard drive, like some of these games we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, these games are like hundreds of gigs large. And some of the save games, getting in the ridiculously sized region. So the fact that I've got all my gaming on my M2 card on this PC, it's just remembering what the loading games was before, where it was minutes or even just Windows, take a couple of minutes to load. I'll switch my PC on now, it's like 20 seconds later it's on. So I think consoles, obviously, I think you can put an SSD in PlayStation 4s now.
And you can do it. We can bodge it on Xboxes as well, definitely.
So,
not the M2 ones, but...
No, but just standard ones. Like, the new consoles coming out, I think it's going to have to be a requirement, really, for them to have that. Because running everything off disk or hard drive, with the size of the games and the graphical upgrades, it's just going to be too slow.
We have to have new consoles. There's no doubt about it, right? I mean, it's just stiff stuff has to move on. So, ray tracing seems to me to be one of those things. Like, it's a bit of a what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a bit gimmick.
It's not that it's.
Better than 3D. Put it that way. It's better than 3D.
It's not that it's a gimmick. It's legitimate on what it is. Perhaps like Neil's saying that he can definitely see a difference, which is something. But they need to latch on to something to market, right? And it could be you could maybe not even pay it attention. Like, it's just a graphical upgrade, right? That just happens and no one really, that looks nicer than it looked before, but they've given it.
You can definitely see it.
Yeah, but They have to have something to latch on to, I feel, you know, and ray tracing is the buzzword, right? It's the buzzword that they...
Everything's going to be ray tracing. I think your AMD cards are going to come out this year with ray tracing built in and stuff like that. It's possible to do it without, supposed like, dedicated hardware. It just doesn't work as well, I guess. But I think the big difference for the new consoles will be the CPUs getting a big upgrade compared to the older ones. Because they were basically massively out of date when they first came out anyway. So
yeah,
I think that could... Like the CPU, I think, on my PC is already limiting experiences versus my graphics card. So it's just, you know... Like they're all about higher frame rates and stuff like that, which having gone from the 30 frames per second on the... And being always telling my brother, it's not that big a deal, blah, 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 going, it's fine on an Xbox or whatever. But having, you know, played on PC for a while and then gone back to the Xbox and gone, yeah. Frame rate is a much bigger deal than anything else.
Yeah.
So when you're running at, well, potentially 120 frames per second, which they're talking about being possible, you can fuck off for 8K and 4K. That's bollocks. Who cares if you give a shit about that? Higher frame rates are where it's at. It's fucking so much nicer.
Yeah.
To play games at higher frame rates.
Yeah. I mean, the consoles have to evolve, right? So SSD sounds like that's going to be a big impact for a lot of it. Ray tracing, maybe. I don't know. My Xbox is just running like toilet now.
It's what? Brutal. It's like 7 years old, nearly, is it? 7 years?
Yeah. Like, you know what? They just released this week that on Game Pass, the. New Wolfenstein game, and I'm so glad I can load it onto my PC instead.
Did you try it on Xbox?
No, I'm not even gonna bother. Well, one night, it's like, again, it's massive, it's like 40-50 gigs.
Oh, fucking hell, don't get me started. This week has been I've hardly played any games basically because I've been downloading fucking games all week. Some monsters,
yeah. And my connection down on my PCs is wired, but my Xbox upstairs is not, so it's even slower. But anyway,
can you imagine being a gamer on a limited data?
What, with cap?
But
with I don't think how many terabytes I go for every month, let alone gigabytes.
I will tell you one thing. I got a text message from my friend in the know. He said here. He held the new Xbox yesterday.
With things in it or just a case?
I don't know. He just said he saw the new Xbox yesterday, held it. It's cool.
Oh, so the cooling solution's a lot better than the old. I take it wasn't off when he held it then.
It's no surprise. It's like modeled after a chimney, right? Yeah.
Just don't touch the top.
Yeah. No drying tea towels on the top of it. Stuart Cullen, friend of the podcast, sent us a question. With so many high profile members of studios leaving over the past few weeks, is one man truly ever bigger than a studio? And is the AAA business so venomous it has turned these captains of the industry away from it?
Have anyone actually left like gaming completely? I don't know. Like Dan Houser's in the news later.
Oh yeah, Dan Houser's leaving.
But he's kind Rockstar. Of not been working there for a while by the sound of it. But
where's he going?
It doesn't say. Well, I haven't seen
him. I don't know. Say what he's doing. His private island or...
Yeah. Maybe he's on the first spaceship to Mars to colonise Mars or something. Who knows? He's probably earned enough money.
Let's just break this down. Is one man or woman truly ever bigger than a studio?
It doesn't seem like it so
Depends
far.
How big the studio is, though, doesn't it?
Well, if they're big enough to be super famous, then the chances are they've come from a massive studio anyway, so with loads of other people, I would say. Who I don't know.
I think that these heads, you know, are more sort of spokespeople. People, and you know that they can sell a dream or you know an idea which people get on board with, but bigger than a studio? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So the ones that I've noticed that have left or moved are coming from big places with huge teams. Like, say, Rockstar is one, and then Rod Ferguson is leaving. Was it Coalition from who do Gears at the moment?
That's right, yeah.
He's moving to Blizzard, so he's moving from one pan into the fire sort of thing. So he's not really left the industry, but he's gone from one massive machine to another. So, but he was at Epic before he was at Coalition. So I think he's kind of used to being in the big places. But there's been a lot of these people are always in demand, I guess, aren't they? From other, like, what's his name, Amy Hennig.
Yeah, I would guess.
Is she at Amazon or something? Or Google? I can't remember now. She's gone to one of them new ones. PlayStation. Well, you know, not necessarily. Well,
Apple. Apple gaming division were taking quite a few people a little while ago.
Yeah. I mean, like, people could get poached, right? I mean, say you're been involved in Gears since its inception. And what's the guy's name who does Gears? Who did Gears?
Well, Cliff. Cliffy B.
Well, Cliffy B didn't leave, though, did he? Did he?
No, well, he...
Whatever, my point is... Anyway, first of all, I have no idea who these people are, so there we go. But it would be my take that you would be involved in like something that turns into a massive franchise or whatever that helps build the studio into a massive AAA business. And then, you know, once you're into the third, fourth, fifth iteration of the game, you got to be getting a bit bored by that point, right? I mean, where's the enthusiasm? Someone comes along and says, oh, we like the work you did for that. Here's a signing bonus. Come and work for us.
Here's a few million.
It's no big deal, right? I mean,
Stuart
says, is the AAA business so venomous it has turned these captains of industry away from it?
I could say, the ones I know of, most of them are sort of still involved. I don't know. Maybe I've missed something. But the only one I say is Dan Houser at the moment. He's just said he's leaving. I haven't seen anything about where he's going or what he's going to do in the future. But he's been there since, like, him and his brother, wasn't it? I'm assuming they're brothers. They've both got the same name. So Dan was more like the sort of, I think he was like the technical guy or like more involved in building the games. And the other guy was, I can't remember now.
There was the third brother as well. But he went into medical school, didn't he? Doogie.
Do you know what? I nearly made that joke and I thought, nah, I'm not going to bother.
Doogie Howser.
Dan Howser's had quite a career and he started from when he was about 12. He was a doctor.
Can you imagine 12-year-old doctor, they called him in to deliver a baby?
No.
Okay, thanks, Stuart. I haven't really answered that very well, I don't think, but... It's a bit of
we are drunk, two of us at least.
Well, yeah, I didn't do much better, and I'm not, so I don't know. Andy Cox has direct mailed us here. He says, hello again, hope you're all well. What song can you not fucking stand to hear? Sorry, I can't tell who's around behind me or not. For me, it's the Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel Playing with My Heart. Annie Lennox, great singer, but every time she goes here or whatever.
Yeah.
Effing hell. Oh, and Stevie Wonder just called to say I love you, enough said. Legendary singer, but that tune.
I'm definitely with him on the Eurythmics one.
Yeah, right.
It's Those Sweet Dreams, is it? Jesus.
No.
Anything with Ed Sheeran in?
I don't know.
He's bad.
my one that I can't stand and I cringe every time I hear it is Celine Dion.
Oh,
my heart
God.
Will go on.
Anything with Celine Dion. Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Jesus fucking Christ. That song is the worst thing in history ever.
I don't think I can really pinpoint a particular. There's tons of songs I don't really like or whatever. Genres.
Oh, you'll know one the next time it comes on the radio.
Yeah, right. Oh, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sticking with Shania Twain. Oh, I fucking hate that song.
I had a song that was stuck in my head for weeks, and I can't remember which one it was, and I probably shouldn't try too hard to remember it because it's going to get stuck in, but it was driving me absolutely bonkers. But I wouldn't even
say. What's she going to look like with a chimney on her? That's a good one.
I don't know what that one is. I can't even remember now.
Who that was.
How about Baby Shark?
No, that hasn't. But I'll tell you what, I don't really. I was thinking about this and trying to think about something to say. And you know what I really don't like? Is things that sort of British. Oh, man, I'm going to get crucified here if somebody just goes, well, that's, you know, it's all about being British, isn't it? But things like
British,
things like Agadoo.
What you mean, like 80s? Anything from the 80s?
It's not so much that it's from the 80s. I guess that's from the 80s. I don't know. It's just the reminiscent of that Butlins type holiday. So I don't know. Is that a bygone era now? Like, is it just me?
Oh, I've got to be honest. I haven't heard Agadoo for a while, but then I'm not sure what sort of radio station.
And actually, you know what? There's one thing that I do like about living in Canada, right? And that is when it's Christmas time, we don't have to hear all those absolutely fucking awful things like, so here it is, Merry Christmas, oh my God.
I have like 5 weeks of that shit every year.
Yeah, because you work in Canada, don't they do it in Canada then?
What do you have in Canada then?
But what's happened is I've moved over here, so right.
So you don't go to the shop.
So it's like starting over, right? So now I'm hearing Christmas songs, but I haven't been subjected to them for 40 years, right? So I'm not I'm not beaten into submission.
Oh, okay. They have a different
Christmas songs in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they'll have a different stuff that's being played all the time, right? And I can't even tell you what they are now, but there's certain British ones that would never make it. Like that will never be played over here.
What? They've just got
Slade.
Bored. Slade. Slade. What's wrong with Slade? Slade's one of the better ones, let's be honest. Having listened to it a lot, I'll tell you what, the worst one, I can tell you the worst Christmas song ever. It's Last Christmas, but not by Wham, but Bloody Jamelia, who completely annihilated it. So you want to check that out?
No, I don't.
That is a song that really, fucking, what was the question exactly? The wording? That fucking thing can just go and die in hell forever.
There you go. I'm not looking it up, though.
No. No, you should. You should. Just to see how fucking terrible it is.
I'm not.
I could swear a hell of a lot more than that. Jesus. Oh, makes me angry almost. I don't even like Last Christmas, but fucking hell.
All right, calm down, son. Take a deep breath. Okay, second question. You're in the chip shop. What are you ordering? And is it with mushy peas, curry sauce, gravy, or nothing at all? Neil?
Me? I'm a regular cod, large chips, mushy peas.
Nice.
I do share my chips, though. I don't need them all myself.
All right. Well done.
What? Okay. I was having this discussion earlier with the missus. It depends if it's a English fish and chip shop or a Chinese fish and chip shop. So if it's an English fish and chip shop, it's steak and kidney pie, chips, curry sauce.
Hang on. Curry sauce, surely you get that from the Chinese fish and chip shop.
No. It's the English curry sauce. It's the...
What?
The yellow stuff.
Yeah. They're not very good.
What? Hang on. Every time I've had curry sauce from a chippy, it tastes like Chinese curry sauce.
No...
Whether they're English-ish looking people or Chinese.
English-ish.
English.
English-ish. Right.
And so if it's a Chinese chip shop, always chicken curry and chips, which comes in a sort of a big pot.
Has that got really, curry sauce in it?
It's got curry sauce, but it's really spicy. And... probably a pea fritter.
What? Pea fritter.
Yeah. Mushy peas, deep fried.
How does that work?
Double.
How do they stay together? Ooh.
I guess they put it in a ladle and they... Well, I had
a halloumi slice from the chip shop the other week.
Okay.
It wasn't great. It was...
I do have a chippy here I go to quite regularly, but we just go for standard fish and chips. Nothing special. But they don't offer I don't think they have a curry sauce. It's not cod. There's
no cod. Or is
the seals have eaten them all. That's why we kill the seals. Right? That's why we all go out.
Cods are quite big. Fucking seals can really eat a cod because they're fucking huge. Cods.
I worked with this guy, right? And he was from Newfoundland. And you talk to him about seal clubbing. He's like, yeah, those fucking seals. Yeah, you got to go out. You got to kill them. You got to kill them. And I'm like, you know, and of course, like, I'm just sort of this new kid on the block. And I'm just like, well, what have the poor seals done, right? And he's like, they're fucking seals. You know what they do? They go grab a cod. They take one bite out of it. And then they don't eat the rest of it. They just ruin it. And blah, blah, blah. So you got to go kill them.
What a waste.
Exactly. So I'm totally anti-seal now. So I can't have cod in my fish and chip shop. I have to have pollock
or something.
I don't even know. Like, I just ask for fish and chips.
Don't you have... What's it called? Vietnamese river fish, whatever they're called.
Carp?
Tilapia.
Oh, no. Tilapia, no. A lot of people eat tilapia over here. But anyway, okay, let's move on. Thanks, Andy.
Could appreciate be a long that. One.
Yeah, I know. How far are we? How much have we wasted on this one? It's well over half an hour on this now. Thanks very much to everybody who sent us questions. I don't think I've missed anything. Let's go quickly into, not quickly, but whatever. Where's the notes? I've lost the notes. You guys haven't filled anything in on the intro.
No, I've not done a lot this week.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. We don't have to.
Just watch some normal telly. I watched a bit more Picard.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I haven't watched last night's.
Yeah,
it's tonight.
And I watched one of the movies. First Contact, because it had the best rating. And it wasn't that good.
Okay.
No.
First Contact was all right, wasn't it?
It was okay. It wasn't great. I don't know. I've got, what's it called? Uncut Gems queued up on Netflix to watch because everyone keeps banging on about how amazing it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch that too.
What's that?
Uncut Gems.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. But apparently he's actually good in this.
I don't think it's a funny film, is it?
No, it's definitely not funny. People keep going on about how, like, they almost can't watch it. It's that terrible. Not terrible in a bad way, like as if it's not a good film, but it's just like what's going on is so bad. They're like, oh my God, I just don't think I can watch this. Yeah.
I'm getting too sensitive to that stuff now.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued to see. Well, I've been hyped so much that it'll probably be poo when I actually get around to watching it.
Thinking about that, I always remember going to the cinema to watch The Truman Show with Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
like when I was younger, and thinking Jim Carrey comedy.
Yeah,
and sitting through that film, and going, why is it not funny?
No.
Speaking of things that don't look funny, I watched the new Sonic trailer.
Oh yeah,
that looks absolutely fucking terrible.
Better than it did look.
No, I didn't really pay much attention to what the content of the actual trailer, but I was just watching it again. This looks like there's no humour in this whatsoever. If they're attempting humour, it's just not going to be funny at all. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait and see.
I'll wait until you've watched it to find out how it is.
Shall I do it? Shall I go be the guinea pig?
I'm not watching it. I've already decided after watching the trailer, like, fucking hell, that looks absolutely shit.
Dave, you got anything?
No.
I've bought some new toys. I think I sent you guys the pictures. Yeah, I bought some new decks for DJing. I had my eyes on them I've been looking for ages to try and find the right deal. So I ended up buying a couple of CDJs. I love them. It's great. Don't need
So
them.
You just picked them up today?
Oh, bought them yesterday.
You've been looking at something for a while now, haven't you?
I've been searching for these and just keeping an eye open, and it was just one of those things where I just really wanted them, and if I didn't buy them, I was just going to keep thinking about them for ages. So they're basically the CD equivalent of Technics decks, right? So they're industry standard and whatever.
Pioneer is Technics, is it?
No, but Pioneer has...
they're the CD version.
They're the CD CD guys, CDJ guys, right? So, they're cool. Yeah, I got a good deal on them, and they're... they're wicked, and they sort of are a little bit different because they stand alone. Like, I have a DJ controller for anyone who cares about all this stuff. It's all, I have a DJ controller, which I use, but the DJ controller makes things very easy, where it does a lot of beat matching, syncing and stuff like that. And it's, you can pretty much just concentrate on mixing. Whereas with the CDJs, it's back to like the old school with vinyl, where it's, you know, you're on your own and you have to beat match yourself and stuff like that. So it's a lot more involved.
A bit more technical.
Well, yeah, more technical, harder, I would say, way harder and stuff. So it's fun. It's good.
Is it better, faster and stronger as well?
Yeah, longer, tougher. Oh, that's
better and good tougher stuff. And whatever. There is no other. I don't know what.
Yeah. I was watching YouTube the other day. So I don't know if anybody knows, like, if Mike Chin has got another YouTube channel of Mike Chin, Veteran Gamers. Yeah.
I've not
so
heard him mention that.
Such a slag. Have you watched any of it? So he's got a snooker. He's got a snooker 19. Basically, his channel is dedicated to snooker 19. And he does streaming and plays people on the channel and whatnot. Anyway, one of his videos came up on my feed, and I was like, you know what, I'll just watch it and see what happens. I ended up watching the whole thing for an hour of him playing two frames of snooker. I really, really.
Is that just one set? How long was that?
Took an hour.
Wow.
And, or three quarters of an hour or something.
I take it he's giving a bit of chit chat for that whole.
Oh, yeah. I really, really enjoyed it. And I've decided I'm going to buy it and I'm going to play snooker with him. So
where are you buying it? Because I did notice that he's bought it on Steam.
Oh, has he? I'm buying it on Steam. Yeah. So we decided, we were talking back and forth. And so I'm going to buy it. I'm going to play it, you know, get a few frames under my, just get the basics. And then we're going to stream a game together.
It's not on sale though.
No, it's not, unfortunately.
I'm assuming you'll wait for a sale.
I haven't bought it yet. Like, just on the off chance it comes in sale within the next day or two. I haven't got time to play it right now, so I'll buy it and play it in the next few days. Yeah, I quite liked snooker when I was a kid, right? You know,
you were a kid.
Yeah, like I grew up at the time when like Stephen Hendry was coming on the scene and Steve Davis was dominating.
That was way after you were growing up, Stephen Hendry.
What are you talking about?
No, you weren't growing up when Stephen Hendry was about.
I was about 15, 14, something like that.
Well, I don't know about that. Steve Davis, maybe.
Steve Davis was what, early White. 80s?
Yeah, that's growing up. You're already grown up by the time Stephen Hendry hits the scene.
Already grown up. Stephen Hendry is 3 years older than me. Okay?
There you go. Yeah, but he was good at snooker at quite a young age. He was well young.
Yeah. So I was growing up.
So you were already grown up by the time. No, you were grown up by the time he was good.
What are you talking about? Right. I was a grown up. What are you classing as a grown up?
When you're like 18.
Stephen Hendry was dominating when he was 16.
Well, there you go then.
Well, I was 13. That's not grown up. Since when is 13?
He wasn't dominating at 16. No way.
Yeah, he was. Right. That's when he broke in and was just like super dude. Like, he was awarded BBC Scotland Sports Personality of the Year in 1987 when he was what?
Jesus.
18?
All right.
Well,
he's actually growing up then.
His first world title. Oh, he didn't win his first world title until 1990. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So you were like about 18.
Yeah, he was still Sports Personality of the Year in 1987 when I was 16. Anyway, the point is, around about that time, and I don't really, it's just weird growing up around that time, for some reason I watched a lot of snooker, right? So I understand the game and I really enjoy it, and I've forgotten that.
There weren't much else on telly in those days, was there? You only had three channels.
There were four channels then. All right. And it's just weird about going back then, just how much snooker I watched and quite a lot of tennis too. So,
that's me. I mentioned Ski Sunday. You know what? Actually, speaking of Ski Sunday last week, fucking hell, I watched it on Sunday last week. It was like random. I was like, fucking hell, it's on telly.
Did you enjoy it?
Wrong theme music. What's going on there? at the end. I only didn't see the beginning, so I don't know. But I watched the end. And I was like, I only watched it to see what music they had, and it was the wrong music. I was like, fuck's sake, this is the wrong music. I never watched it when I was a kid either. I just watched the music. I was like, yeah, I like music. This, and then I never watched the actual show.
Was that the
That's the one. Yeah. And then the rest of it was just boring, unless someone had a massive crash.
So anyway, watch this space, and I'm going to play some Snooker 19. There you go. End of intro. I feel like the wind was taken out of my sails. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing. I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, you're going to have to, because you're the only one who's actually played anything like that's approaching a normal game.
No, Dave's got, he's got a mobile game on there.
Yeah, I got a mobile game.
Hang on a second, that was showing on your so let's just talk about that, because that was the showing on your wasn't. Discord, wasn't it?
No, Motorsport Manager. No, sorry. Actually, well, yes. Right, okay. Motorsport Manager. There's a mobile version and a PC version. I've been playing both.
Okay.
I'm missing Formula One at the moment, apparently, because the games that I'm playing are motorsport related. Not even actually playing as the driver, but just management of it.
Right.
So yeah, I've been playing them. And they're good, and I like them.
You've mentioned it before, I think.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So is this on your phone or is it on a tablet?
Phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the phone. Yeah. So
about £4, is it, or something stupid?
About £4 or £5, yeah. It's
maybe
I'm not sure if it's
transactions after you bought it and all that.
No, there isn't actually. That's one of the things I like about it. There isn't dodgy transactions and there's not pay to win or anything. It's you buy the game, you don't even need to be online to play it. And it's just a nice management sim. So yeah.
And it does your progress match with the Steam version then?
No, they're two separate games. Yeah. So, but you can't have everything. But
maybe next time.
Maybe next time. And the other mobile game that I've been playing is Marvel Strike Force, which is there was a Star Wars Galaxies game, I think, on the mobile.
Oh, Galaxy of Heroes.
Yeah, where basically you collect characters and you fight various different battles, and there's about 15 different currencies for different things.
Yeah, it's a bit dodgy.
Yeah, I've been playing that a lot because I've been feeling very well. So, yeah, that's about it. And obviously PUBG, but I don't talk about that game. And yeah, so that's been my week. Very, very quiet. Very mobile orientated.
That's all right. Go on then, Neil.
Well, I don't know why, but I've not really played a lot of games so far. I've not put many hours in this week, feels like. But I've progressed a bit more with Journey to the Savage Planet. I say I've progressed a bit more. I really mean a bit more. It's like I've done a few hours, but I've still like 20-odd%. It keeps giving me this percentage of how much of the game I've done, which is almost off-putting because I'm like, oh, I've done quite a lot, apparently, but I feel like I haven't really done a lot. But it's fun. It's all right. It's like that, like I said before about Astroneer, that like collect a load of materials, upgrade your abilities, and progress further into the world. And I've not really unlocked anything story-wise. It's more like I've got a few extra abilities and just enjoying the sort of traversal and the puzzle solving and that sort of stuff without really progressing particularly far into the game, I feel. But at the same time, I've said 20-odd%, so nearly a quarter of the way through the game, and I'm like, well, I'm assuming there's going to be the next three quarters, hopefully, will be a bit more revealing about the sort of the whole weird why are the aliens here? It's like, well, not here, but like, where are their alien structures seemingly here that weren't supposed to be, that sort of stuff, which I haven't found too much of yet.
There's think you're going to finish it?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely finish it. It's like I say, I'm enjoying it. It's very different from Control, which I have been playing, played loads of and got really into. There's not the same depth of story and that sort of thing. But the actual gameplay is pretty good, the mechanics, and that's I like. But it's first person at the same time, so sometimes when you're trying to jump around on platforms and stuff like that, it's kind of annoying if you miss.
Right.
But it's quite forgiving at the same time. So, like, if you die, you drop all of your... it's a bit Dark Souls-y. Like, when you drop your... When you die in Dark Souls, you drop all your souls that you've accumulated before you die. Mm. And it's similar to this. Like, if you die, then you leave a box with all of your materials in. So you have to get back to your box without dying. But it's quite easy to get back to a teleport point to, like, then... Once you've died, you're like, shit, next time I'm going to get my box... And I'm going to teleport immediately back to my base. So I've dropped off all of my materials before I fucking lose them again. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it so far. Like, I don't like to talk too much about story details of any games because that's kind of the point of playing them, isn't it? So,
yeah. But
mechanically, it's fun. And I'm getting more abilities as I go. So, I can't remember. I've just unlocked something just before we started. But I haven't got
it's funny you say that. Sorry, I'm interrupting you, but I'm just going to have a bit of a rant now. It's funny you say that. I listened to this podcast, right? And there's one guy on it, like the two other guys on it, they're just fine. They talk about games they're going to play. They're heads up on anything that they say that might spoil the game. There's another guy on the podcast. He does nothing but completely just break down every scenario that he played in the game. He's like, dude, like... I want to play this, or I'm in the middle of playing this. I can't listen to what you're saying. Like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, if I wanted to know every single thing that happens in the game, I'll just watch a stream.
Yeah. It's brutal. Yeah. Like, someone needs to tell him. In fact, I'm going to have to tell him.
I've listened to some podcasts, and they go into a lot more detail about what you sort of are doing. And I'm a bit like, I kind of trying to draw the fine line between, like, saying what it is without saying everything about it. So
yeah I don't know. It feels to me like the job is just to really for us I don't know, what are we, entertainment? We're more entertainment, right?
That's I think I we just like. Talk
more
shit
entertainment. Yeah, and that's fine. Entertainment, you're like, we're your friends. You're like, you put us on, we're your friends, and you can listen to us when you know, during that day of, you know, the morning part of your soul crushing commute or whatever, where you just, you know, hopefully we stop somebody just like,
I hope you haven't really
driving over the median and, you know, take their attention away from driving across the median into that oncoming semi truck, right? But just generally just say, hey, you know what, this game's pretty good. You know? Yeah. Well, this game's shit.
Well, like I say, this game, Journey to the Savage Planets, is at full price, like 20 odd quid. So it's cheap. You know, and it's fun so far. So it's a bit humorous. Right. And like I say, I like the mechanics. That's my kind of thing. Collect some materials, upgrade. Not exactly RPG, but well.
Hey.
It's all right. That was my phone.
Is that the washing machine?
All right. Like, yeah, finished? The old snaps are kicking in.
No, somebody messaged me.
I was talking about it last week, didn't I? I said about the Humble Bundle last week.
Oh, you've done that, haven't you?
So, like, I was like, it's 12 quid, fuck it. I'm dying.
Did you? Oh, man.
So I did it.
Do you look your wife in the eye now?
No, do I? Fuck. I picked up 3 games for 12 quid.
Neil, what's this charge on the credit card?
I look at the credit card. She doesn't look at the credit card. So, can I just credit card, I paid the credit card. That'll do.
Neil runs to the door. I've got it.
Oh, it's all electronic. We don't even get an email. So for 12 quid, I got 3 games from Humble last month. And I've already looked at next month, so won't be doing it next month. I got Dirt Rally 2.0 and what was the other game? Oh, Shadow of War, sequel to Shadow of Mordor. And I still haven't played Shadow of Mordor yet. So, be a while before potentially I play Shadow of War, but I thought for 12 quid.
That was on Game Pass.
Yes, it's on Game Pass. I realised that after I'd claimed it, I was like, fuck, it's on Game Pass. But now I don't have to stress about it leaving Game Pass. Oh, really?
Was that what you were doing? Were you stressing over it?
Yeah, I was really worried. And then the third game, which I have actually played briefly earlier, was called Grip, which is a bit like Wipeout, almost.
Yeah, it's where you're sort of up and down on tracks.
Yeah, you can flip between like on the ground, up on side walls, and up on the ceiling, and you basically pick up power ups or you hit speed ramps. It's very similar to Wipeout without being one. And it's okay, I guess. I played it for half an hour. I was a bit like, it's very similar mechanically, but it tells you exactly what you need to do. It's like, if you want a super fast start, make sure you press accelerate when it says go and stuff like that. So it's basically Wipeout.
Actually, I'm looking at this on Steam, and there's a massive list of people I know who own this. Oh, wait, there isn't. No, it's just you.
It looks nice. plays all right. It's not Wipeout, but it's okay. You can't get Wipeout on PC. I have a couple of games that are very similar to Wipeout. But it's all right. I might play a bit more of it. I keep unlocking things as I go. And I've only played it for half an hour. I got quite a few Steam achievements earlier.
You got your money's worth.
Well, yeah. Like I say, the main reason, I was like £12 for Dirt Rally 2 and Shadow of War. I was like, that's fucking cheap anyway. And next month, I looked at it. Frostpunk's on there for next month, and not a lot else. I was like, I ain't paying next
month. So what do? Cancel your subscription?
I pause for a month and then see what's on March.
And do you just pause? Like, literally just pause it?
Just say I don't want it for February.
Oh, okay.
So I won't pay. I got until like the end of February, basically, to decide whether I want anything or not.
Oh, okay.
They've changed it because it used to be a complete mystery. You'd get like, when it was called Humble Monthly, it was like, we'll tell you two games, and then there could be another four games or seven games. You don't know what they were. But now, and you'd get all of them for a cheap, it was about £9 a month or 10 or whatever. And now it's like, there's different tiers.
I remember Humble Bundle was basically, it was a, the thing that I remember is they'd done it for charity each month or each sort of thing. They'd done a bundle, and you know, first of all, it was like five games, but you could put in £20 and said, oh, we might unlock more games. And the more people that put in, they unlock more games, and you just got them.
They still do all that. They do a bit like, at the minute, there's something like 11 bundles available on Humble Bundle, but they're not just games, there's like ebooks and all sorts of stuff on there.
Okay,
like, so a percentage of the money goes to charity for everything. Sometimes it's different charities depending on what you buy. You can nominate charities and stuff like that where you want. So it's all right. I feel like you get some decent games and you donate a little bit of money to charity at the same time. So it's all good. But now it's tiered. So like you pay a real cheap, like £6 a month. You don't get to keep any games of their curated list or whatever each month. £12 for three games a month. Or £16 for nine. But it's only nine from the list for that month. And I looked at this next month, like February, and I was like, might play Frostpunk, but it's on Game Pass, I think. Nah, I'm not really interested in any of them. So I've already decided I ain't doing it for next month. You also, while you're a subscriber, you get 10% off at my tier, anything on the Humble Store. And if you go to the full £16 a month tier or whatever, you get 20% off anything else on the Humble Store on there. And so they'll have sales like the same as Steam or anything like that. So sometimes you can pick up stuff really cheap. Obviously, you've had to pay a little bit, but you've only paid for some games at the end of the day. But like I say, definitely not paying for next month.
Mm.
I thought it was a bit meh, the next month's selection. And it might be meh for the next 10 months. Who knows? I'll just keep pausing it. I'm going to stay on top of it this time and not just going to go and let it slide like I did. Because the problem before was you never really knew what other games you were going to get. So it was like, well, I might risk it and see for the £9 a month what turns up. And it was always like, that was a bit shit. And now it's like, at least they tell you now up front, these are all the games, pay us if you want, sort of thing. So it's all right. Pretty good.
All right. I have been playing. I've tried Mutant Year Zero, which is like a sort of. I would imagine I never played XCOM, but I would imagine it's sort of like an XCOM, that sort of thing, where you're. I only played the opening scene where they're trudging through the forest or whatever, and you have this duck and this warthog or whatever with weapons on their back, and they come across some robots, and you have to choose, like, it's turn based to stay out of sight, choose to either put someone on defense or whatever, and whatever.
I've got this from Humble Bundle.
Yeah, I got it from Epic.
Also on Game Pass, I believe.
It looks to me like it's a really good game. And I have heard good things about it from other people, because it came to Game Pass as well, I think, when Game Pass first started, and a lot of people were talking it up. It's really slick. I played it on PC, so it looks really nice. The production value of it seems really polished. Like, the voices are good. Everything looks really neat. It's just I'm not into playing that sort of game right now, so it's a little bit wasted on me. Which is typical of almost everything that I'm playing right now, because I started playing Plague Tale Innocence, which loads of people were raving about, and it got the Game Awards, like, they were all over it, weren't they? And I started that, and I was really impressed with the start of that, with the voices and the... just the way it looked and stuff like that. You know,
You playing it on Xbox?
Yeah, I'm playing that on Xbox. I was not impressed with the loading times, that's for sure. God damn it. And I could load it up on my PC. Again, it's like 40 or 50 gig, right? And I was like, come on, how can these games be so big? What is going on? Anyway. Well, that was the main thing. I started Plague Tale Innocence. And she starts off with this woman, and she's got like this... this girl and her dad in the forest, and they're going hunting or whatever. And then she has her dog there too. Leon is the name of the dog. Anyway, the dog came on the screen. My dog just started going mental, barking, ripped the television off the wall. God. So I stopped playing it. Then I came back and played it a bit later. And I was quite gripped by what was going on, but it just ended up being... sort of, you have to take this child and lead the child through everywhere, like an escort mission, right?
Oof, it's like the whole game is one big long escort
mission. I don't know if the whole game is like. I need to just go back. I need to force myself to sit down and play through this escort mission and see what's coming. Like, it's a fucking chore to try and find where is this gold in here. Right?
I think a mostly stealthy type game.
Maybe. I probably need someone to tell me, and just someone to come. You know, if you've played this, can you just tell me? Should I keep continue? Like, I don't know. It just bugs me, right? If I'm not, I don't. What's wrong with us or me right now? I just don't have the patience, right? If it's not grabbing me and making me want to play, like it's bugging me. Final Fantasy IX is the same thing. Like, I really... Final Fantasy IX is not the same thing. I've been playing that, and I play it, and I go, this is just brilliant. Just brilliant. But if I put it down and don't come back to it, I could probably never pick it up again and not even think about it. But I just happened to pick up my Switch the other day. I was like, oh, I should really play some more of that. I played it, and I was sucked into it again for another couple of hours and really enjoyed it.
So what style of Final Fantasy on Switch? Is this like a remaster type thing, or...
It's remastered or up or remade for Switch or whatever. Like, there's the best thing about it is that it has, when you pause it, you have four choices, four extra selections you can make on it, and one of them is super speed, so that your character basically your character runs around super speed, so like you can race around everywhere rather than that sort of slow trudging Final Fantasy that it takes ages to get to the other side of the screen. You can also set it so that you do 900 maximum damage right as soon as you hit anyone.
You're basically
cheat mode. so I don't put that on because that's just seems completely pointless.
Why bother? playing.
But there, but there's a an also sort of like an enhanced battle mode. So it likes it gives you it boosts your character up to almost like super abilities. So you're not destroying everyone quickly, but it's unlikely that you're going to get destroyed. And I think you sacrifice experience when you put those on. So, which is good because then you, I found myself not really wanting to do that.
I think if you put those things on, generally you're less likely to be, you know, want to carry on playing those games. If you make it too easy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just fucking shit.
So, yeah, so
there's
actually.
No risk of failure. They're like, what's the point?
Yeah. So, actually, what I've ended up doing, I've done what I've done with previous games before, not necessarily just Final Fantasy. I did it with Fallout 4 when I went back to Fallout 4, which is I'm playing it now with a walkthrough. So, I'm following the walkthrough as I go through. So if the walkthrough tells me that I'm in an area where I need to do something to get a super weapon or something like that, then I'm doing that. So I get the super weapon right there. And then I'm still doing the encounters myself. And if I'm
you get random encounters?
Yeah, you get random. Oh, that's one of the other selections. You can turn off random encounters.
But do you gain XP from?
Yeah, you gain XP. But it's what's interesting is like the walkthrough said, well, you know, you can go here to do this, but just don't do it. You know, don't grind here. This is not the time you want to grind. Go talk to this guy and when or go fight this person. And when you fight this person, make sure you keep stealing because he's going to drop a special weapon, right? And this is your only chance to get it.
Yeah.
And I love that sort of stuff, right? I don't want to miss out on it. I don't want to play the game and then have to go play it again.
Can you avoid random encounters? Like you can see one coming and just go, actually, if I just stand still, I'm not going to get into it sort of thing. So I had a game I used to play. And there would be like characters moving around that you'd see. And if you ran into them, then you'd spark off the encounter. But if you waited for them to go the other direction, you could like walk past them.
No, it's not like that. This is like Final Fantasy VII, where you're running around in the. If you go into the main hub world, like what do they call it? Like the overworld?
Yeah.
Where you're running from town to town, like it's basically a big field. Final Fantasy VII was the exact same. So you would be running around there and you would get encounters all the time. Right. So you would maybe even just trying to get across the overworld just to get to the next town. You're like, oh, I just need to get to the town because I forgot to do something there. And you have like 10 encounters on the way there. You're like, oh, God damn it. Like, stop. Like, it can be a real pain in the ass. Once you're in towns and stuff like that, encounters tend to be scripted. So like you're going to talk to someone and then they're going to attack you and something's going to occur. So but it's really good. I just really like it. There's something. This Final Fantasy is far more charming than some of the other Final Fantasies. It's more like VII, where it's quite charming with the characters and.
It's all 3D looking, or.
It's very much like VII, so it's difficult to say. Like, people who've played VII know what I'm talking about. It's very much like VII, but. I played VIII. I never found VIII wasn't charming. It was like with grown-up characters, and you know. Whereas this is sort of like, you know, cartoony looking small characters and whatever. And anyway, so I really like sitting down with the walkthrough and playing it through that way. So that's what I'm doing. So there.
I've downloaded Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, that's supposed to be okay. Yeah, I get the feeling I might finish Final Fantasy 9 and I'll be done with Final Fantasies for another few years.
What about 7?
Oh, yeah. Well,
a remake. It's supposed to be out in like 2 months.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to play. But again, I've got to get a PS4 for that. The other thing I wanted to get a PS4 for? Was it this? Maybe it was Final Fantasy VII when I was talking about last week. I've probably done a complete U-turn in talking
about Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. And God of War.
Yeah, I've got all that. I haven't played all of it.
We're going to wait till that comes on PC anyway.
That's what's going to happen here. I'm going to be like, bought them ages ago and I've not played them. All of a sudden they're on PC and I'll actually fucking get around to playing them. But Spider-Man's good. Well, I've played a bit so far. But that was a bit almost not exactly random encounters that you're getting forced into. I kept going, I'm on the way to do a mission and then someone would be calling for help. And I'd be like, oh, I suppose we're going to help them because I'm Spider-Man. And then never get anywhere near actually getting to the mission that I was on my way to for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
So. It's fun. The fighting's fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. One day.
One day I'll play it.
Even so, that pretty much wraps up what we've been playing then, I guess. Would you not think?
That's definitely, apart from the game that shall not be mentioned, yeah. Which I've actually got back into a little bit.
Yeah, we're all back into PUBG a little bit, aren't we?
Mm.
Not that I ever wasn't.
No, you've been the stalwart, you know.
Yes.
Never. Considering that you're the one that refunded the fucking thing way back.
Yeah, that was only because I couldn't run it very well.
Yeah.
An SSD sorted that out.
Mm.
Okay, let's go on to the news then.
Right. Well then. Start with this then. Steam apparently just hit its largest ever concurrent users, which was nearly 19 million. 18.8 million. What does it say exactly? Does it say that? It's quite a lot of people playing. 18.5 No, sorry. The previous record was 18.5 million. It's now up to 18.8 million people playing at the same time on Steam. This, I believe, previous record was 2 years ago. I think this is something to do with the growth of PC gaming in China, probably. And, well, the growth of Steam, particularly in China. It doesn't really say that, but
no, it says. But it says the biggest games on the PC platform right now are reportedly Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which is just amazing that that's still up there. Dota 2, Battlegrounds, Grand Theft Auto 5, and Monster Hunter.
Well, considering everyone in China is probably sitting at home, not doing a lot,
those few games that you've mentioned, which are always in the top five or six or whatever, don't account for 3 million people. That's near. So there's another 15.8 million people playing other games. And this is despite, obviously, the increased competition in the PC space since Epic have turned up with giving away free games weekly and all that stuff. And
yeah.
So PC gaming, considering it was supposed to have died however long ago, seems to be quite popular.
Cool.
More than ever. Right, now then. NVIDIA have launched GeForce Now. May have heard about it if you've listened to a few other podcasts this week.
Yeah, I made it my mission to say that we were going to have to speak about this sort of stuff.
Yes.
You're the guy who's going to speak to us about it. Yeah, okay.
So, GeForce Now is NVIDIA Stadia, if you like. It's NVIDIA. Most famous for making graphics cards for I don't know how long. The sort of kings of the graphic card on PC. Certainly in terms of market share, they've always had the most cards out there. And the most expensive ones, usually. They've had this thing going for a while where they've been doing game streaming of various types over, I don't know how long it's been now. I've had beta for GeForce Now for a while. And I've had, well, it was NVIDIA Shield when I first kind of got into it, which I believe was possibly 2017. So you're talking like 2, maybe 3 years. There was something before GeForce Now that they were doing, which is basically the same thing, but they just changed the name. So they've been on this whole cloud gaming thing for a while. And it's now out of beta. And it basically works exactly the same as it did when it's in beta, whereas now there's a paid tier, which wasn't there. So the way it works is you have paid for your games on Steam and Epic, and I think it's some of the games on Origin. Can't remember all of the games where it works. Oh, okay. Battle.net, I think, as well. Battle.net works. So you've already paid for those games. GeForce Now will, without paying them any money, allow you to link to those accounts and play your games from the cloud on any device. On your mobile phone, if it's Android. On a PC. On a Mac. And on the NVIDIA Shield, which I have. So, same idea basically that Stadia is, like you don't have the game like downloaded or anything, it's just somewhere else, loads the game up and you stream the video and you send the signals down to say what you're doing and it plays But obviously, like this, you've already paid for, so you've already got potentially a massive library of games. There's a load of free to play games like Fortnite's on there and all that sort of crap. And like I say, you don't have to pay. If you do choose to pay £5 a month or $5 a month, I think it's the same in US and it is in the UK, you will get ray tracing on your games. And there was something else. What was the extra? That's the thing. Right, basically, you'll get almost instant access to your games because you potentially, if you're not paying, you might end up in a queue to get to your game.
What, to play?
Yeah, to play, yeah. Which happened on one game, which I tried to do, but it wasn't working. It said there were 22 people in front of me in the queue, and I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'll just play another game. So I did try it on the free tier. I had played it in beta, and it worked fine in beta. And it worked fine the other day. I played Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which I own on Uplay. Oh, it was Uplay, it was the other one. So it's all PC-based platforms. And it worked fine. It wasn't as good as playing it on my PC, but there wasn't a real no lag particularly, but the graphics weren't. Because it obviously depends on the quality of your signal, your stream, your downstream. Where I was playing, it was a lot, like, because I use some home plugs and stuff like that. It's not particularly good where I use it for the home plugs. If you've got 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi or a wire straight into your router, it probably works a lot better.
Sorry, Neil, can I just ask you to explain how you played it? What were you playing it on?
I played it on my NVIDIA Shield, which is basically an Android TV box, like an Amazon Fire TV box, that was saying, but it's Google.
Okay.
Made by NVIDIA, which basically, I think, is the same GPU and possibly CPU that's in the Switch.
Okay.
So,
and then what were you doing? Bluetooth controller?
The Shield came with a controller, which is a bit like an Xbox controller, but not as good. But it is Bluetooth. You can connect any Bluetooth controller, I believe, to the Shield.
Okay.
But you don't have to use the Shield for this, obviously. You can just open up a browser window and do it all. I downloaded the app on my PC. What I did do before I tried to do it on my Shield was download the app on my PC and link all of my games individually. It took a little while to set it all up because I was like, I've got this game, I've got that game, blah, blah, blah. I went through because it's not every single game that's available on Steam that you can play. It's most of the sort of big games and current popular games that are on there. But it worked. But I was a bit like, I've got this game anyway, so I don't really need to stream it. What I did think of was, obviously you can play it on your phone. I could be sat at work on my lunch break and go, you know what, fuck it. For an hour, I could just play it on my phone. Bluetooth controller onto my phone. The free tier is 1 hour session length max. I was like, if on my lunch break, I was like, well, I don't need more than an hour. I could play a game for about 3/4 of an hour on my lunch break or whatever at work without having to pay any extra money.
It's not too shabby, is it? It is, I'm going to say, it is the future. Right now, how does it compare to our buddy the Stadia?
Well, the Stadia, obviously, you're gonna have to buy all of your games again, is the problem they have.
It's not an integrated solution,
it requires investing in a whole new platform. Which, given Google's track record with things, is not necessarily a wise move, unless the end game, I believe, for Stadia is that they fuck it all off and they give you Steam codes for everything that you've already paid for on Stadia because, fuck it, we can't just let everyone not have a game anymore. That's the way I can kind of see it going. But at the same time, it's Google, so they've got shitloads of endless money. So
they could
make it work. Who knows?
They must be absolutely hemorrhaging money right now.
I don't think they are. Can't possibly be. Who's there's not that many people using it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Said before, I don't. I can't see people like I said. The fear for people who literally have to invest from scratch in a platform that might not be there in 2 years' time is a bit. Maybe I won't give that £60 to Google.
It just strikes me as absolute genius for Nvidia to come out with something where my library is relevant to their what do you call it? Their world. You know, their what's the word
ecosystem.
I'm looking for?
The ecosystem.
Yeah, ecosystem. Right. That's perfect. Right. So I could be playing PUBG. It might be a little bit laggy. Might not. You know, whatever. But it might scratch that itch. Right. You know, say go to England for a couple of weeks. I'm like, you know, want to play with the boys.
Mm.
Never know.
Yeah, and at the minute. Although it's $5 / £5 per month. I don't know what it is in Canadian.
I'm just trying to think of the use case for it. I'm guessing like if you take your laptop to, I don't know, on a business trip or you're sitting in a hotel or you've gone to a mate's house and you can tap into this and basically play with the same as if it was on a decent PC, I'm guessing...
Well, you're looking at like I say, it's RTX. If you're paying money, it's an RTX. So you're looking at 2080 Ti's probably in the cloud kind of thing.
Wow, because okay.
It's the best graphics cards you can possibly get at the moment.
Right.
You get up to 6 hours playtime and there's no queue if you're paying the money. At the moment, if you sign up, you get 90 days for nothing. So you can check it out for 90 days for free. If you've got an extensive Steam library, it's probably worth having a little look. At the very least, just go, it actually does work. Or like I said, the scenario I can think of is like I'm at work. But that would mean me having to take a controller with me to work.
Right.
And all that sort of crap, which you probably won't do.
Mm.
It needs about 25 meg DAO to be really reliable, it says, which I don't know. When you're on public Wi-Fi, it's probably not really achievable. But
no,
with 5G coming everywhere, if you've got unlimited data, you're probably all right. But I think it does chunk through quite a lot of data. There was something else I was going to say about that when you was talking. What was it? Oh, I might have a 2015 Shield, actually. So it's been around about 4 to 5 years, this tech. That they've been working on it.
I was just looking up Shields. They are nearly $300.
Yeah.
Mm. Cheap.
The new ones are.
Yeah.
You might be able to pick up a slightly older model for cheap.
Because
the new models, the ones that have come out in 2019 have definitely got upgraded. GPUs, I think. Or CPUs, one of the two. Anyway. The ones that came out in 2017 were pretty much the same as the ones that came out in 2015. There weren't a lot of difference.
Mm.
So I think mine's a 2015.
Okay.
But it's all right. It's basically a Chromecast built in as well. So on the Shield TVs.
Mm.
I say keep saying TVs. It's not actually a TV. It's just a box called a Shield TV. Because there was a Shield tablet. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember the Shield tablet, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it could be excellent. Say you get to the point where you're just like, okay, you know what? I can't afford to upgrade my PC.
Yeah.
I can't afford to upgrade my PC. I honestly, I can't be bothered to upgrade my PC.
I've never even had a PC.
And why should I upgrade my PC? I could let my PC just hit the dirt now, and I can just pay $5 to NVIDIA every month. And or whatever, or $10, $10-$15 a month, or whatever, and they'll and my Steam library carries over. So that to me sounds awesome.
It is. Well, where there was another page linked to this. Who is it? VG247. I didn't open this, but it's basically It says GeForce Now is a very different product to Google Stadia. Yes, they're both ultimately services aimed at using cloud-powered game streaming to make high-end video games available on low power hardware, but they're coming out from completely different angles. With that said, I think GeForce Now has already positioned.
Are you going to read this whole article? Because it really goes on for quite a
while. I'm not going to read the whole lot, but a market leader, with which, considering probably 99% of people have never fucking heard of it, could just completely destroy Stadia before it even gets out. I don't know. Suddenly, GeForce could be the thing.
It could be.
PC people have heard of, you know, we'll know what GeForce and Nvidia are, but no one outside. If this gains a bit of traction, Google have done all the hard work for Nvidia already, like making this thing a thing. And all of a sudden, everyone's like, well, this actually seems like a pretty good deal. And Steam sales are a thing that you can, if you haven't got a Steam library, you could suddenly amass, like, this is what happened when I joined Steam. It's like, join, and then the first Steam sale, you spend about 60 quid and have about 100 games.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. You go, yeah, the Humble Bundles, you know, are interesting for a year or two, right? I mean, the Humble Bundles have no interest to me now because I've pretty much cherry-picked everything I need off them, you know, and I've got a Steam library of 300 titles. And it's pretty neat.
And yeah, and then you don't even have to invest in the fucking however much money you want to spend on a PC, potentially. The sort of tech you're getting if you're paying the $5 or £5 a month tier. Those graphics cards are £1,000. 2080 Ti's. So that's a lot of £5 a month.
Yeah.
If it works half, you know, anywhere like 90% decent. So anyway, waffled on about that quite a long time.
That's okay, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask you that we skip the next two pieces of news.
Yeah, because we did talk about
that. It's all about people leaving companies and joining other companies.
What about the PS5 website though, hey? Don't you want to hear about the PS5 website? Were you not excited to see the PS5 logo? Now you can see a website that doesn't tell you anything either.
Okay, I don't know about that. Oh, sorry, no, I didn't mean to skip that one. No.
Well,
I missed it.
There's a PS5 website that basically says, enter your email address and we'll tell you when anything interesting happens.
Oh, God. Okay, great.
So I don't think we need to talk about too much about that.
Nope. Well, you just covered it.
Ubisoft, apparently, are promising 5 AAA
Count
games.
Count them.
Do I have to?
Count them, 5 people.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 AAA games. That's AAA. Before April of 2021. So, what do you think? Watch Dogs Legion is one, obviously. There's, are we counting the new weird Ghost Recon? Rainbow Six offshoot is a AAA game?
They say here, like, one of them's reportedly a new Far Cry game. Okay, that's one.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's got to be a new Assassin's Creed.
So that's not news, right? Watch Dogs Legion. No one cares about Watch Dogs.
Oh, no, hang on. No. Gods and Monsters is included. That's not AAA. Sure.
Well, I don't know about that. Rainbow Six Quarantine. Yeah, that could be interesting. I don't know what that is. Yeah, well, do we know anything about Gods and Monsters?
Basically, we know them all anyway, then. That's fucking boring, isn't it?
Oh, somebody here says the others two. See an Assassin's Creed and a Far Cry. Ugh.
Well, the Assassin's Creed one has been sounding kind of interesting, though.
That's awful news.
The Viking one. The Viking one. It's God of Assassin's Creed, God of War.
God, you have scraped the barrel of news people who are scraping the barrel.
No, can you tell I didn't actually read the story?
I'm done because Far Cry, I don't, you know.
That could be good, though.
I'm not saying it's not going to be good. I'm not saying
it's
not going to
be good for the first 30 hours and then it gets irritating. Well, are they changing all of their, let's make all of our games the same?
Yeah, but to have a piece of news that says Ubisoft are coming out with a Far Cry and Assassin's Creed and the Watch Dogs, it's just like, wow. No one saw that coming.
Should have talked about Rod Ferguson.
The fact that there is another Watch Dogs is quite amazing, actually, considering the first one was received so badly.
No, the first one was okay, wasn't it?
I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying it was received very badly.
I thought the first one was not received particularly bad. It was the second one that was not great.
No, really, I thought the first... anything.
The new one looks excellent.
Okay.
I said, unconvincingly.
Yeah. All right, we're at time.
Yeah, it's late.
Sorry, Dave, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, I was just going to chime in, but we've said everything.
Anyway, I think the new Assassin's Creed game is basically Gods and Monsters, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, let's just find out. Does anybody know anything about Gods and Monsters?
That was the game they were supposed to release and then didn't, I think. They got delayed.
Gods and Monsters.
It's like cartoon Assassin's Creed.
Official world premiere. I don't know. I need to look into that. I don't know anything. I can't be bothered to learn right now.
So no Beyond Good and Evil 2, anyway.
Yeah, I heard that that was being pushed away.
That's not happening, is it?
It's never going to happen.
No.
Okay, can we get out of here now?
Maybe.
Maybe not. Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Oh, that reminds me.
Uh-oh.
We hit the 1,000 downloads for the whole lot. So that's
we did.
Thanks to everybody for listening and downloading.
It's quality. We have a milestone. It's nice to have a milestone. Maybe we can celebrate.
Somehow. I did. Yeah. I've lots of beer to celebrate. All week.
Okay. Well, look, have a nice weekend, gents. I'm sure I'll speak to you at some point over them. To all our listeners who have listened, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Once again, feel free to send us anything. To all the people who send us stuff, thank you very much. Can't see any reason why we won't. Oh. Next Friday?
Here we go.
No, I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay next Friday. All right. Well, here we go. You're a bit of a mister. You're a bit of the old Premier League of not making episodes at the moment. Not me.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You just were the last one to miss one, right?
I think I've been here for everyone.
I'm not saying you haven't been here for everyone. I'm just
We missed a week because I was out on the piss, is that what you're saying? Yeah.
You just said it, not me.
Oh, I went to a comedy club as well, didn't I? I forgot to talk about that. Oh, it was really good.
Was it any good?
It was very funny. And we didn't get picked on, so it was good. Not till the very last bit, anyway.
Right. Okay, should we get out of here then?
Yes. Yeah,
I think we should.
All right, thanks everyone.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra, bye.